This podcast is brought to you by Sarens. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Monday, August 31st, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. The city of Johannesburg cut the ribbon on its Rea Vaya bus rapid transit system this weekend, despite a last-minute attempt by the South African National Taxi Council and the United Taxi Association Forum on Friday to halt the process. Thousands of commuters showed up at Rea Vaya stations, dotting the 25-kilometre route, to make use of the opportunity to test the system free of charge on its first day of operations. Police members were scattered all along the route and on buses, casting a watchful eye over the proceedings. As from today, commuters will be charged 3 rand, 5 rand and 8 rand for bus trips, depending on the length of their journey. City of Johannesburg member for the Mayoral Committee for Transportation, Rehana Musaji, said that the High Court judgment in favour of the city vindicated the council's view that there was no valid reason to stop the launch of the BRT service. Optimal Energy CEO Cobus Meyring reports that selling the South African-made dual electric vehicle presents as much a branding as an engineering challenge, adding that this is not just an engineering project. The Cape Town-based company has designed and developed the Joule, a 5-seater lithium-ion battery electronic vehicle with a top speed of 135 kilometers per hour and a range of 300 kilometers. Meyring adds that the company plans to build the Joule brand through a marketing fleet over the next 2 years. He hopes this move, and some government participation, will ensure that the public open their wallets to buy the first South African-developed car brand, rather than more established brands. Meyring reports that the company has a conditional buy-in from government. However, this still has to be converted into contracts. Selling the Joule on the open market here and abroad may become easier should the South African government show its trust in the brand by buying a number of these vehicles for its own fleets. Also making headlines. Eskom defers smaller, mainly renewable projects. Signs of life start to show in South Africa's property markets despite the current economic crisis. ArcelorMittal South Africa will meet trade unions over short-time work hours. And Zimbabwe hopes for more financial aid during Jacob Zuma's visits. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.